Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Adventure awaits at every turn in Cedar City, Utah. Hike through breathtaking Red Rock Canyons, bike along scenic trails, and catch a show at the Utah Shakespeare Festival. There's so much to discover in Cedar City, Utah. Check out visitcedarcity.com to learn more.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 21st. Hope everyone has a fun, safe weekend coming up here. Today, we're going to talk about the Jaguars' ceiling in 2024 and their floor. What is the best potential outcome? What is the worst potential outcome for these Jacksonville Jaguars heading into what is a pivotal season for this franchise, a team that maybe externally doesn't have massive pressure on them, but internally, certainly there is. Like, this is a team that expects to compete to potentially play in February, right? So we're going to dive into it today. I think it's a fun topic to ponder. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So we'll start with the offensive side of the ball. I think offensively, there's potential for a borderline top five overall unit. I don't know that there really is a ceiling you can put on this offense. When Trevor Lawrence was healthy from like week 6, 7, 8 of the 2022 campaign, his first year under Doug Peterson, first year with a lot of these new skill position pieces, right? Into 2023 till like week 13 when he got really injured, they were close to being a top five offense. They were certainly a top 10 offense during that stretch. And even with some clear flaws, they were able to achieve that. I don't think you can look at this team now on offense and point to a glaring hole. I think that they have improved their roster on offense significantly over the last couple years. The offensive line is much better entering 2024 than it was in 2023. The pass pro looks really, really strong. Cam Robinson is a strong pass protector. Ezra Cleveland, while I think throughout his career he's been a better run blocker than pass protector, is still a much better pass protector than what you were entering the 2023 campaign with at left guard. Mitch Morse is a massive upgrade in pass protection and in the run game over what you had entering the 2023 season at center. Brandon Scherff has been one of the best pass protecting guards in the NFL for the Jaguars. And then Anton Harrison, as a rookie, did a hell of a job in pass protection. So I think the pass protection looks really strong for Trevor Lawrence. I think that the wide receiver group has more complementary skill sets. We talked about that yesterday than they did in 2023. You have a group that makes more sense. You have a true X receiver. You have somebody who can play the Z at an extremely high level. You have a slot receiver. You have the move tight end as well. I think Devin Duvernay is probably an upgrade over what they had at wide receiver 4 in 2023. Travis Etienne is extremely exciting as a runner and out of the backfield. You know, Gabe Davis is better than Zay Jones. Brian Thomas Jr. has more verticality, more length, more speed to his game than Calvin Ridley did. And again, he has the benefit of a Gabe Davis out there ready to play on the line of scrimmage. So Brian Thomas Jr. should be able to get more free releases. Evan Engram and Christian Kirk, so much rapport and chemistry with Trevor Lawrence. You're now going into year 3 together, right? So I think the other thing is, can the run game get more consistent? I think the personnel is there for it to get more consistent. I think that, you know, again, Ezra Cleveland and Mitch Morris being big upgrades in the run game on the offensive line, the interior of the offensive line. And before anybody says it, yes, Ezra Cleveland was in Jacksonville for part of the season last year. No, he was not healthy. Okay, so we can get that out of the way. The question is, can they improve as a unit, as a run-blocking unit? That's going to depend on the coaching. They're saying that they are committed to focusing more on what they're good at and maybe not throwing as much crap at the wall, maybe not trying to be as diverse in the run game, but just getting good at some things and then building off of that. I think that's probably the right strategy. Again, I think that they have upgraded the personnel on the interior to be a better run-blocking team. You would hope that in year two, Anton Harrison improves as a run-blocker to an extent as well. Not coming off of or not playing with an injured shoulder all year should help him in that regard. Not being a rookie should help him in that regard. So that's another area where they could improve and become an even better offense. I think when you look at the worst-case scenario, is that, you know, let's say passing game wise, even with Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas Jr., drops and missed opportunities still plague the skill group. Short yardage running game and red zone are still pretty major issues despite an immense focus on those areas this offseason. I think that all those things are in the range of possibilities. I don't think it's super likely. I think that you probably have a ceiling of like a top 5 to 7 offense in this league, the floor of probably like somewhere in the mid-teens. Like the combination of Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson is awesome. It has been awesome when Trevor Lawrence has been healthy. Now, if there are injuries at quarterback, maybe you're looking at an offense somewhere in the 20 to 25 range with Mac Jones at quarterback. And some might say, well, couldn't it fall even further than that? I don't really think so, because there's so much more around Mac Jones in Jacksonville than there was in New England the last couple of years. And I think that he'll be able to get the job done at a higher level than like a CJ Beathard would. And again, I think that he's in a much better place right now, both mentally and, you know, the surrounding supporting cast from a coaching standpoint and from a talent standpoint. But as Trevor Lawrence said yesterday, this team will go as he goes. No doubt about that. Defensively, I think this is another group on that side of the ball. The ceiling is pretty high up there. There's not a starter on the field that can be looked at as a glaring weakness entering week one. The defensive front has the potential to be dominant. Like, you're talking about Josh Allen, Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton, a healthy Devon Hamilton, Trayvon Walker. And, you know, if this group is going to be as dominant as it could be, Trayvon Walker will need to take a step forward in the consistency department. He certainly racked up the sacks, racks up the big plays, but, you know, again, more consistency. But you have Roy Robertson Harris, Mason Smith, the second round pick, who they feel really good about, Travis Gibson. The list goes on of quality pieces across that defensive front. And again, with Josh Allen, Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton, and Trayvon Walker.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
That could be something special up front. It really could for the Jaguars. At linebacker, that has the potential to be one of the top units in the league at that position. Like Foye Luken is fantastic. If Devin Lloyd just takes another little step forward in the consistency department, you're looking at one of the better linebacker groups in the NFL, right? Now, if Tyson Campbell plays like a healthy Tyson Campbell has played the last few years in Jacksonville, that's a top 15 cornerback right there. Ronald Darby has always been good in man coverage throughout his career. Jarian Jones so far looks like the real deal. You look at the safeties and Andre Sisco, Antonio Johnson, Darnell Savage, you feel really good about that group as well. I think Ryan Nielsen is a massive upgrade at defensive coordinator. His staff appears locked in as well. And why do I think Ryan Nielsen is a better defensive coordinator than what they've had? For one, the results, right? Like, Ryan Nielsen defenses have been fundamentally sound. They have been aggressive. They have limited short stuff. They have limited deep plays. They have been good on third down. They've been good in the red zone. And this defense has probably more talent than the one he had last year, right? So I think that this defense could be, you know, top 10, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 probably, maybe even better. I think the floor is probably somewhere around 18 to 20. How does that happen? How do you hit the floor? Injuries for one, right? Like any team you could say that about. Injuries are going to cripple most teams to an extent. But maybe Tyson Campbell does struggle in press man, in this press man heavy scheme. I don't think that he's going to be anywhere close to playing exclusive press man, but maybe the transition is not quite as smooth as you would hope. I think that's possible. I really do. He's been much better in zone. He's been much better with his eyes in the backfield, looking at the quarterback than he has at, you know, tracking receivers down the field in man coverage. Maybe Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd don't take big enough steps forward for the defensive front and the linebacker group to really become those units I was just talking about. Maybe Antonio Johnson isn't ready to be a starter in year two. Like, he looked great when he was on the field last year, but being a rotational piece in certain packages is much different than being a full-time starter. Maybe the edge and corner depth should be better than they think that it should be. Maybe, like, looks like the Jaguars think that they're pretty good at edge and corner. Maybe the depth should be better. Maybe going into the season with Tyson Campbell, who's never been a strong press man corner, and Ronald Darby, who has never or very rarely completed seasons healthy, maybe you should have more at corner. Maybe you should have more at edge behind Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. I think Travis Gibson is a good edge player, but beyond that, you don't have anything proven. Yasir Abdullah, yes, is going into year two. But yeah, I think that you could make the argument that corner and edge should have been more priorities in terms of making sure there's good quality pieces beyond the pieces that you do currently have. So, yeah, I think that they could certainly fall to, you know, around 20 on the defensive side of the ball. But I think they're going to be well coached. I think they do have enough talent, especially in the front seven and at safety, to be a good unit. So I honestly feel like the floor with a healthiest Trevor Lawrence for this football team, playing with a little bit more injury luck around him, is probably like 8-9, 9-8, missing the playoffs barely. The reason I feel that way is because I think they're well coached. I think that Trevor Lawrence, again, when healthy over the last 2 years after he got his feet under him in this Doug Peterson offense, this team did not lose a lot of football games during that stretch. You know, if Mac Jones has to play for an extended period of time, maybe 6 to 7 wins would be the floor. But if you're talking about this team on paper, I think 8-9, 9-8 is probably the floor. And that would be, again, in my opinion, if Trayvon Walker doesn't take a nice step forward, if Devin Lloyd doesn't take a nice step forward, if Tyson Campbell does kind of struggle in his transition, if Ronald Darby does miss time, if Antonio Johnson doesn't quite feel ready to be a full-time starter if the running game doesn't get going at a more consistent level. If all those things happen, I feel like the Jaguars are probably 8-9, 9-8. Like, it's still a decent football team. Now, the ceiling, if things hit the way they could with this group of talent on both sides and the coaching, I think it's 12-5, 13-4, AFC title game appearance. I'm not going to sit here and say that this team has zero chance of making it further than the AFC championship, but the Chiefs are one tough nut to crack. I know they were close to doing it a couple years ago, the Jaguars were. Obviously, Mahomes missed some time in that game, was playing injured. But there are a bunch of other talented teams as well that are well-coached in the AFC. So I'd say realistically, the ceiling is probably the AFC title game. But if they get there, you never know. You never know what could happen, and you never know what the matchup will be, etc. I do think that this is the most talented Jaguars team that they've had since Trevor arrived. I do believe that. I think it's probably the most talented team that has been in Jacksonville easily since 2017. And when you look at the quarterback situation, maybe since, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, honestly. I think this is a very talented football team. Probably the best coaching staff that you've had since, you know, the Jaguars were at their height, late 90s. I'd have to say that. So I think that there should be big time expectations within the building. I expect big things from this football team in terms of, you know, contending for the division, making the playoffs, and showing out, at least in the wild card round. Beyond that, you never know what could happen because it is such a talented AFC. But there are questions that I mentioned that could also potentially hold back the team just a little bit. We'll see how it plays out. But I believe in Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson and a lot of the talent that they have amassed in Jacksonville. So I would say, again, floor is just missing out on the playoffs. Ceiling is AFC title game. And then who knows what happens if you get there. So I would say final four. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your comments, drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member. Y'all have a good one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.